The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy's special guest this evening is Robert and Kimberly Brandt, one of Union Rescue Mission's former CLDP grads and now working full-time.
Are you still working full-time, Robert?
Yes, indeed. I have been working since the day that I left the mission, which is just about 4 years ago, 2 days ago, actually.
Wow.
You're always good at keeping track of days hours and numbers.
Minutes.
Well, frankly, it's Reverend Bales, it's been 6 years, 8 months, and 16 hours since I had my last drink, and that was the day that I heard your voice in the, in the contact office, and Kim had brought me in. It was about 6 in the morning, and she said, "Hey, that's Reverend Bales." I said, "Oh, yeah, who's Reverend Bales?" She recognized your voice and Miss Kitty's voice from this very program. So I am so blessed. After that day, I haven't had a drink, and I haven't had any drugs, and that's actually only 10% of my adult life I've been sober. Since 15 years old.
My God.
And, only due to Jesus Christ and the Union Rescue Mission. Of course, Kimberly had something to do with that because she cared enough about me to get me the help that I so desperately needed at the time.
Yes.
Falling into homelessness because of my addiction.
Yeah, you know, I think I remember you were still a little reluctant that morning.
Yes, I was.
You came in with no other choice.
Yeah, it was that famous story where I said to Kim, "I'm not going in there." She goes, "Well, I don't know. What do you want to sleep under a bridge? Because you're not coming home with me."
So take us back, Robert. First, you take us back, and then we'll have Kimberly tell about washing dishes.
Right, and
listening to this very show. But take us back. You
sure.
Say,
well, you know, as you know, and I don't think your listeners will recall our last interview, which was about 3.5 years ago. After college education, graduate school, and working as a professional in the higher education world and the Ivy League school as dean of men, I had 1,100 students in 29 fraternities, and I could drink them all under the table.
Wow.
And that was a dubious achievement, and it got to me after a mere 50 years of abuse. I finally couldn't even sit on a bar stool. And basically, I was not a brown bag guy. I was Grey Goose and cocaine. And it really just took me out after a mere 50 years.
And tell me, how in the world did you keep...
Mission, I forgot that God loves me. And I learned that in the Union Rescue Mission. But yeah, it was a blessing that Kim brought me in because... you know, without that, I certainly would be, I don't know where I'd be, but I wouldn't be on planet Earth. But I want to go to the kingdom of heaven, but I'm not in a big hurry to get there.
Yeah. So tell me, how in the world did you keep such huge jobs with lots of responsibility while you were drinking so heavy?
Yeah, I don't know. I have an amazing constitution. I guess I was blessed with good health, although I did lose my hips as a result of osteonecroscopy, which I learned at the Union Rescue. Actually, in the UCLA medical clinic, which is now the county medical clinic in the mission, I learned that I had real problems with my hips. It was only due to alcohol abuse.
Yeah, let's describe that a bit, because I think that's what happened to my foot. But but you actually kind of killed the bone, right, in your hip because you drank so much?
Yeah, I wasn't getting enough oxygen. I had no idea. You know, I was an English major as an undergraduate and have a master's degree in counseling psychology.
Wow.
And I'm now in a construction business for 40 years, but that's because I got those jobs. And at Penn, all the fraternity houses were technically and legally dormitories, so I had to administer those and learn the construction industry backwards by giving contracts. But anyway, the fact that I was able to do that, Reverend Bales, was, you know, I was a real go-getter. I was a diminutive guy. I was always president of any organization, including my fraternity, and I was captain of the little guy football team at Rutgers. And I just was, I thought I was bulletproof, but you know what? It wasn't really the case. But it really is kind of astonishing that my liver and kidneys check out terrific. Which
wow.
is, you know, my mom just passed at 96. Her mother lived to be 104.
Wow.
And maybe I'm blessed, you know? Well, I obviously am blessed.
Well, I know you're blessed.
Yes.
I'm still here.
Kimberly's proof of that.
Yeah, really, really did. She brought God to my door, and I opened it.
All right, well,
that's the only way, you know, without God, redemption, you know, is for the broken state, and we found it through God alone.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only way I got out of this.
Well, we'll get back to you, but we want to hear from Kimberly's side of the story.
Yes, we want to hear Kimberly's side of the story. Praise
Hello.
God.
Hello.
Hi. How are you, young lady?
What's up, beautiful?
doing very well, thank you.
Yay.
God is definitely doing for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. There's no doubt about that.
Amen.
Well, take us back to that night of washing dishes and listening to
amazing
stories from Skid Row.
And they are amazing, I must say. And, listening to your program for, probably a good year. And
okay.
I'm thinking, I don't know what to do about Robert. You know, we had separated, actually had to kind of force him out of the house because things were very, very horrible,
yeah.
and to say the least.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really affected everybody. It affected our son. It affected everybody, and you know, family members. And but listening to the amazing stories on Skid Row, and I was listening to some of these testimonies, I'm thinking, well, I wonder if maybe I'm listening. I wonder if this is an answer to my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
And I mentioned to Robert that. Because I knew he was in a bad spot, and he was living in a living situation with a roommate who called me up, and I'm thinking, well, we're separated. He goes, well, and his roommate was a drinker too, but go figure. Anyway, and I said, well, I really can't help out anymore. And I told him, mentioned the Union Rescue Mission. He's like, no way. I'd rather be dead than go. And I go, well, that's where you're headed, because I'm not going to help you out anymore. I cannot help you out anymore.
Wow.
And
tough love. So, you had to.
Yeah.
You had to do it.
Yeah. That's what it was. And it was our son who got Robert, picked him up one morning, and I think Robert thought we were taking him to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, and we got on the freeway, and he's like, well, where are we going? You know, because it was early. And I said, well, we're going to Union Rescue Mission. What? No way. You know, and we got down there, and everybody was just wonderful.
Mm.
We met Reverend Andy, and I mean, it was like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is Reverend Andy. And it was, everybody was so warm and friendly. When we got to that area, it was kind of, oh, my goodness, is this where Union Rescue Mission is?
Yeah.
But it's like an oasis of hope and love
yeah.
in a war zone. And it is amazing what you guys do. And I'm not going to cry, but we were blessed with Union Rescue Mission, without a doubt, with all that you do.
Aww.
Anyway, I love you guys.
We love you
more.
We
love you, too.
Yes.
And when we come back, I'm just going to ask Robert, what was it that got him to stay?
What caused him to stay?
Caused him to stay.
He did not want to stay. Yeah, yeah. We'll be back in a moment.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month, or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
Well, Robert, if I remember right, you were an extremely polite gentleman, but you looked a little concerned about staying.
It was a humbling experience, Reverend Bales. I mean, with my background, you know, the fact of the matter is I had to admit that I needed help, and that was the only way that I could sustain life. And when I woke up in that dormitory with 200 other guys that were in worse shape or in as bad a shape, because, you know, what I did learn is, like, I'm no better than the guy shooting up drugs in the street. Yes, I was a Grey Goose and cocaine doer, but you know what? I was a junkie. The worst, you know, you can't get any lower than that, because, you know what, I gave up on God. And what happened is I lost all hope. And what made me stay really was the fact that the immersion that you get there in the love. I mean, first thing that I found was, boy, this place is really into the Bible. I mean, I knew about God, and I went to Catholic grammar school, and, you know, I back burner, that's where Jesus was for me. I mean, I was thinking, you know what, it's one of those deathbed things. As soon as you feel like you might die, you say, okay, Jesus, it's time.
Wow.
It's time. But it was just, it was around. It was in the air.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, you get up and you go down to breakfast, and then there's somebody out there on that, in that big room, and they've got a microphone, and they're telling you about God. And, you know, there's really no place to go except, and the door's not locked. You can walk out at any time.
Yeah.
But I just got evicted. I didn't have a dime in my pocket. Forget about where I was years ago and how many Nobel laureates I may have had common, you know, group table lunch with.
Yeah.
You know, this was my station, and I just had, to, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing here? But you know what? It was my only hope. I had no place to go, and frankly, it beat going out the door.
Yeah.
When did you?
After 8 years of being estranged from my wife, you know, she had locked the door. She had the locks changed, and I was out, and she came and got me, which is only because of what she heard on your program, which we're now on.
Wow.
Praise to God, you know, that's what it really is. So I learned a lot about you know, when I got in the program, and I think I had like a record, I was down there for like 13 days. I think that normal is about a month or even more.
Yeah.
Before you're allowed to get into the program.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was 65 years old. I think they might have taken a little pity on. But you know what? They take pity on everybody. It's nothing
You're
special
right.
about me, believe
well,
me.
Well, yeah, there was something special about
right,
you.
Right, it was.
At what point in the program did you begin to have real hope that you were going to get over that 50-year bug that you had?
Well, you know, it took about a month and a little bit more, actually. They put me in the program, and the program is just so special because it's really, it's like Alcoholics Anonymous, which I only read about because I refused to go to those meetings. But really, I had a year in that, Christian Life Discipleship Program, which teaches you about God, self, and others. The first thing you do, that first phase, is all about, like, well, who's God? Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, it was Chaplain Russell.
Yes.
I know who since has left, but somebody had this velvet picture of Jesus with a lamb, and it's just, he looks like a white guy, like a rock star or something. And there's so many African-Americans and Hispanic people in the program, as well as a minority white population, but you know what? That's demographics here. And he took that thing and he threw it in the garbage. He said, you know, God, who do you think God, and you learn what is the concept of God. And guess what? Mm. God loves you.
Yeah.
Why? He created you. It's very basic. But the thing about the program is you can go as far as you'd like to go in understanding and learning about the love of Christ. And I took advantage of it. You know, they love the fact that you want to learn more. So you go and you go to office hours, you go to your own chaplain or any chaplain available, and you can ask them questions, and they take the time to explain things to you.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot about religion in general, and I'm really interested in theology now. It's kind of my avocation, you know. I read all about it, and I'm reading the Bible. Kim gave me a Bible. I never opened it until about a month into the program.
Wow.
But you know what? It was about, you know, I like to excel. And I like to be the guy in the class that raises his hand and has a good question, not just any old question.
Mm.
And Chap Tino and, you know, all Chap McIntyre and Reverend Bales. And going to the service on Tuesdays, what a blessing to be able to go and worship on a Tuesday.
Mm.
That's where I learned how good your voice was, Reverend Bales.
Aww.
I am a friend of God. He loves that.
He does sing. Yes, he does sing.
The program was of such a... So you go, you learn about God. Mm. Then you learn about yourself.
Yeah.
And you learn about how it is that you have to have boundaries. You just don't say, hey, somebody want to give you a beer? You say yes.
Mm.
No, you have to have your boundaries.
Yeah.
And it's kind of basic, and it sounds so easy. But guess what? By the third or fourth month, I started to not feel a itch every morning. Like, I usually crack a beer around 6 a.m. You know, I have my first half quart of Budweiser, and then I move on to the vodka. And before you know it, it's lunchtime, and I'm having some more drinks. I'm going to a bar.
Yeah.
And, you know, I put my guys to work. I had a little contracting firm. I'd get them going, and then I'd have an estimate to do, and I'd go have an excuse. I'd say, I can write this up while I'm having lunch. So I'd have a little teeny lunch and drink about five more cocktails.
Mm.
And I got into a I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
I had this cycle that I couldn't break, and this helped me break it.
Only
All
God.
Right. Well, we have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Yes.
And I'm going to remind you of your days and number counting.
We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown LA. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row.
So, Robert, I miss the guy that came by every day and said, "This is the first Thanksgiving I'll be sober in 50 years.
You remember that?
This is the first Christmas I'll be sober in 50 years. This is the first Easter. I mean, you had such passion, and you were just a fireball. And I can remember, we have a guy a little bit like you now, Jerry, and you took off calling and thanking our donors. And at that time, it couldn't have been better to have such a passionate, happy, thankful fella calling and saying thank you to our donors who made it possible.
Well, you know, I got the idea that this thing is really, I've never seen a program that costs upwards of $20 million a year and doesn't take any government money. I mean, I've been, you know, I worked in Ivy League University, which is a $1 billion enterprise, but $20 million is a lot of money. And I called, I probably, in my apprenticeship, and I had, you know, first year I actually answered the phones at the mission, and that's where I was lucky enough to meet you every morning and help you out a little bit, opening the door for you when you're having your problems. And I would always share with you, well, you know, today's my 14th day, or whatever it was. We started with counting in the low numbers, and now we're up to 6 years, 8 months. 4 days and 16 hours.
And 10 seconds, right.
Yeah. Well, I have the seconds here too, but I wouldn't, you know, they go by fast.
So, I love it.
So we Kim and you and we have to reminisce about being in the Rose Parade.
That was
2017.
Yeah. What a highlight.
So tell us your version of what was fun about it.
Well, you know, what was interesting about it was that it's so long. We got out there, it was about 3:30 in the morning. I remember we were staying, guests at your house, you and your lovely wife, Bonnie, and we were there, and we had, it was a wonderful occasion, but we were really worried, Kim and I, you know, because an older guy, I mean, you know, frankly, you need to go to the bathroom quite a bit.
Yes.
And I'll never forget, I actually wore the pens. Can I say that?
You've already
yes, you
said
can.
It.
Some wise people did. Yes.
I made an extra effort not to go heavy on the coffee. And I became a world-class coffee drinker after drinking gallons of beer and booze every day. Mm. I mean, my intake of coffee is cut back slightly, but I'm still a good.
Well, we were in the Rose Parade.
Right.
And some people stood up to wave at the crowd. And the big old horses took off.
Right.
And
we were stopped for a little bit of a second there, and I think I was second from the end. Actually, no, I was right at the end.
Yeah.
Right near, I don't know if they call that the buckboard. I'm from New York City. I know nothing about horses or carts. But the thing lurched forward, and I almost fell off. And this is
off the wagon, yes.
Yeah, so after all that work, all that time on the wagon,
right?
You almost fell off
the wagon.
Literally,
yes. We're out of time, Robert, but we're going to get you back on.
We're going to get you back on here soon. We love you guys.
There you go. Love you.
Bye, Kimberly.
On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you. You've
been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preached that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.